Let's open our Bibles, brothers and sisters. And I pray I always get a thrill to hear the words, "Let's open our Bibles, brothers and sisters." Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Boy, I tell you, the love of God is going to have to constrain me tonight. Must be lots going on. Hallelujah. Well, let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll go ahead and just begin reading tonight from the 10th verse. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye, you, may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and tonight, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And tonight it is that third piece of the armor, brothers and sisters. And as we read this, it just strikes my heart. Put on the whole armor of God. The complete armor. And God emphasizes it twice here. And there's no coincidence that He's emphasizing it again and again. Get it and get every bit. Get every bit. Hallelujah. Remember what He's saying here. This is the finale. Finally, my brethren. Brothers and sisters, I believe we're in this same time. We're in the time of the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Finally, my brethren. Listen to Him call that out to us through the Holy Spirit. Finally, my brethren. This is the final push of fighting the good fight of faith. The fully furnished, finished warrior embattling to keep the faith. Embattling to finish the course with joy. Battling, hallelujah, coming to that mount of the final triumph. Where we cry our TLEO, "I'm ready to be offered." Amen. Hallelujah. And it is only going to happen with the whole armor of God. All right. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, without first putting on the very first piece, the loins girt about with truth, and then the second piece, the securely fastened breastplate of righteousness. Without those two pieces, we'll never have this peace. We'll never put on these shoes. Until, brothers and sisters, we stand in Christ alone, knowing that He has been made the righteousness of God for us. He's my righteousness. I stand in Him. Hallelujah. Until that really hits home, until we really believe that His banner over us is love, we'll never put on these shoes of the gospel of peace. Now, the shoes are such great importance to the soldier. We heard Brother Hill speak of it many times. If you read his Warfare of the Believer, I encourage you to do so. I don't care how many times over, it's precious. Brother Copley, Sister Bodie commented on it many times. But I had some first-hand encouraging of it from my dad. He would always emphasize to us kids, take care of your feet. Make sure you've got the right shoes. Matter of fact, he used to sell shoes. But before he even used to sell them and really understand about shoes, he used to talk about how he learned about how important our feet are in World War II. They emphasized to him, and I'm sure all of the ones that have been in the armed forces would know this. Even when you put them socks on, they tell you, make sure there's not a wrinkle in that sock. Make sure when that sock goes on, it's perfectly fitting before it goes into that boot, or you're going to get blisters. Because let me tell you something, when you get into the forces, you know it, you're going to be marching all over the place. And then you talk about the boots and the shoes. You are always to keep them dry, always to keep them laced up. I think how these kids don't lace their shoes up anymore much, do they? Just kind of let them flip-flop around, and they can't, you know, they might look stylish for a little bit. I don't think it looks stylish. I think it looks sloppy, but that's just my opinion. But they couldn't go walking very far with shoes like that. You want to go on a 5-mile hike, I'll guarantee you, you'll have a bunch of blisters if you don't lace that thing up, right? But brothers and sisters, these aren't just lessons for keeping our feet. This is really lessons with what the Word of God and this warfare of the believer is. The feet were the most important part of the body to take care of to a soldier because it was what carried them. Without good feet, it would be impossible, and good shoes, it was impossible for the soldier to finish the course that was laid out before them. It would not happen. And the shoes were so important for a soldier to march all over types of terrains and rocks and thorns and barbs and really anything that would make their feet lame. Praise God, they had the shoes, they had the boots for that. And I have to tell you, the Lord brought me to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 7. It says there that the cherubim, and we've studied that many times if you're visiting tonight, the cherubim are such a wonderful type of the bride of Christ. It says their feet were straight. And then you go on to Hebrews 12:13, and it tells us, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. See, feet that are shod with the gospel of Christ, and that word shod doesn't mean just binded, it means underbinded as well too. What it's getting at there is the feet are completely encapsulated. They're completely protected. They're completely covered, encased, and praise God, with the gospel of peace. And when that happens, this gospel of peace, brothers and sisters, it makes our paths, it makes our feet straight. Straight is the way. Praise God. Narrow is that way. We understand that, and God has called us to that. We don't go, as we've been reading in Joshua, to the left or to the right. It's straight. God is calling us in a direct path to Him, and He is leading that way. And they that walk in spirit are the ones that are strengthened in spirit, and they are not weary, nor do their feet become lame. Isn't that precious, brothers and sisters? That's who's taking care of you. This gospel of peace upon our feet, shod with this, we're strong in the Lord. We're ready, praise God. We're prepared, as we're going to get to, and it is so wonderful. Yes, these feet are shod with preparation, and that is a wonderful word, preparation. It means readied, it means prepared, but it also means to equal to the opportunity or the good work at hand. And all I can think of is that is that we should walk in the before ordained good works, that we should walk therein, as it says, praise the Lord. See, this is a readied soul. This is one that knows of the gospel of Christ. Brothers and sisters, how can we walk with our feet shod with the gospel of Christ if you don't know the gospel? How many times I've heard, and we were associated for some time with some very precious people, a great zeal for the things of God, but it was all about missionaries. It was all about sending people out to preach the Word of God. The only problem was, is they were sending people out to preach the Word of God that didn't know anything about the Word of God. I don't even know if some of them, I know that they were saved, but I think some of them were even confused on how to lead somebody to salvation. It's a wonderful thought. But before we would ever be called to that place, I pray that we would want our feet shod with the gospel of peace. I don't want to get myself too wrapped up into that one, or you're going to see I'm going to get myself in big trouble. But again, this is one that knows of the gospel. This is one that glories only in the grace of God. For only his very righteousness, the righteousness of God, is how this warrior is found. He's found in nothing but the righteousness of God. And I think how many times Paul, in his epistles, over and over, he'd say, grace and peace be unto you. Grace and peace be unto you. And as we have gloried throughout the years in that, it's the exact and perfect order, grace, then peace. Because without grace, you'll never have peace. We know that. The peace that passes all understanding is the grace of God. It really is. Praise His name. When you know that Jesus has it, when you know that Jesus keeps it, when you know that we are His workmanship, when you know that He abides faithful, when you know you can't be separated from His love, when you know that He is absolutely for you, when you know that you are favored, I think I've just been saying grace upon grace upon grace upon grace, you got peace. And you got peace that passes all understanding. Because as we sang tonight, how could you even love or even get involved with the likes of me, Lord? Be honest. Come on. Such a perfect God as you, such a wonderful loving God as you, it had to be you. Because you're the only one that could love a wretch like me. Amen. And aren't we thankful that we know that and we say that in such gratitude, thankfulness, and in such sincerity, brothers and sisters. So again, we know that we'll never have peace without the grace of God. And so this warrior is so immersed in the grace of God. This entire walk is, every step is peace and peace and peace and peace. And why? Because the feet are shod with the gospel of peace. That's why you have peace. It's because you believe the word of God. When don't you have peace? When you doubt the word of God. When you lean to your own understanding. That's when I don't have peace. It doesn't matter what comes our way when we have our feet shod with the gospel of peace. We can walk over landmines. Yes. Bible called them, as the brother said here, fiery coals as well too. But in this age, my goodness, the weaponry of the enemy is getting pretty fierce. But it can't stand at all against the things of God. The gospel of peace. These shoes, nothing can stop you. They're invincible, aren't they? If you really think about it, these are the invincible shoes. They're the peace that passes all understanding. Man might sit there and laugh and mock. Oh, look what happened to so-and-so. They believe the Lord and look at how their life or their family. Look at all these things that have happened. Well, that's when I look down and I say, thank you, Jesus. For my feet are shod with the gospel of peace. See, it's got to be for me first. Do you understand that? It does. Everybody wants to get on with this shod with the gospel of peace, these shoes, and they think, well, I'm going to run with a testimony. Well, that's fine. But you better realize before you'll ever have a testimony what those shoes mean to you. You got to have it before you could ever give it. You got to appreciate and enjoy it before it could ever be poured through you. Amen. But do we realize that truly this is the only way that we go on? The only way that we run the race, the only way that we will ever finish with joy is you got to have peace. And here it is. Again. He's going to keep reminding us tonight, again and again, it's the gospel is your peace. This is your peace. This is your rest. There's nothing else that's going to give it to you. And hallelujah, how freely He gives it to us. We have peace with God. We have the peace of God. And that brings the joy unspeakable and full of glory in our walk. We realize there is no, therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We glory in that if He be for you, who could be against you? We glory in that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us and gave Himself so freely to us. That's peace. That is peace. And by grace to receive this in faith, and that's the only way you're going to receive it, it's peace. Amen. Now, we've got it made in this, brothers and sisters. You know it. He is set before us and He is set behind us. You think that we are in the Son's hand and even in the Father's, that we cannot be separated from the love of God? That we do have blessed assurance that Jesus is ours. Hallelujah. And then the Word working effectually in them that believe, I got peace. I've got peace. It's interesting how the Spirit, when we're yielding and in tune with what the Spirit's doing, even in the meeting, I can sense the peace that passes all understanding resting on the people of God right now. I can see Him in the eyes of faith. I know there's a lot of heartache and a lot of hardship, brothers and sisters. And it doesn't just stop right there. I hope you know it goes all the way up here. Yeah. I got to stay with it. I get too fond of you and then I'll get off on this thing, won't I? Amen. Now, with that kind of blessing, brothers and sisters, we can bless one another. I can be a blessing to you. I can, by grace, walk the walk in these shoes. Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him." So listen to this. "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him that bringeth good tidings, that publishes peace." And I praise God, hallelujah, for these wonderful feet that are on the mountain. They're above it all. These are the feet of the full overcomer in Christ Jesus. They float. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's like it's our hind feet, but it's also the wings as eagles, rising above it all. And that's exactly what the glorious gospel does. The grace of God does in our life. Wherever thou goest, He is there. Wherever we go and prosper, we have good success. Know that we are to walk all the way throughout the land. But yet walking throughout that land, brothers and sisters, there's some treacherous places. A lot of them. Yeah, there's giants in the land. Those are easy to see. But then there's the things that are treacherous in the land that you might not be able to see. But aren't you thankful that He knows the way that I take? And see, He knows, you know who He knows is? It's the gospel of peace. See how simple it really is, isn't it? For everything, here's my feet shod with the gospel of peace. And brothers and sisters, we've been prepared. We've been preparing for quite some time. We've been preparing, as I believe, in a way, studying Joshua as we sat out there ready in the wilderness. Okay, time to go in. I mean, we really have to do this? Well, it was so good to hear about it. See, that's the difference from beholding the glory or being part of the glory, walking in the glory. See, that's the difference. Isn't it wonderful? See all those types and shadows that God has given us so sweetly. But see, even though these ways and a lot of this, these paths are treacherous, brothers and sisters, this is the shoes that are readied for it. Nothing catches it unawares. It's got it handled. Hallelujah. God, You've already before ordained the good works that I should walk therein. God, quit letting me think that these eyes can see the good works. Because these eyes will say, well, there's no way that could be a good work. You want me to walk through that? Huh? Look at the shoes, son. Look at the shoes, son. Oh my goodness. We're so without excuse, aren't we? But these are the shoes that are never caught unawares. These are the shoes of experience that can bring the peace into the ways of bondage, into the highways of self-righteousness, even into self-condemnation, self-indulgence, self-pity. These are the shoes that walk through furnaces. These are the shoes, praise God, that walk through that pit that was dug for me. These are the shoes that walk through a wall. Mountain, be thou gone. Praise the Lord. Those are the shoes. They're the shoes of the gospel of peace. And see, His glorious gospel is nothing but peace, isn't it? God, help us to take hold of it tonight. And I need it like I've never needed it ever in my life. Because this is the day. And this is the trial and the trying of my faith today. As Brother Hill used to tell you, as the Word of God says, forgetting those things which are behind. Now that even means, as he said, even those great accomplishments of faith. Oh, I thank the Lord for them, but you know what? You got that, Lord. I can't rest in yesterday. I can't rest in last week. I can't rest in the victory that I thought was the victory of my life 2 years ago. I joy in the Lord in every one of those. But today is the day. And those things are behind. And if I'm not seeing Jesus face to face yet, I best be pressing toward the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I'll guarantee you, for each and every one of us, the mark for the prize is only going to be run with feet shod with the gospel of peace to run well. All right. Now these are some beautiful feet. These are the feet that carry the gospel of Christ, because that's what they are. These are feet ready to give every man an answer. These are feet that the Holy Spirit readies to give utterance. Do you realize how the gospel supplies everything for us? Listen to these words. I'm so grateful to God. It was such sweet meditation. And how I need this every day, but how specifically and special for me I needed this today. Today. Listen to this again. The feet that carry the gospel of Christ. The feet that are ready to give every man an answer. Do you know that that includes yourself? Oh, do I need an answer? How many times do you, for just that moment, oh Lord, why? But, You know it. Come on. I guess just me. Feet that the Holy Spirit readies to give utterance. Feet that are full of edification and encouragement. Feet that carry the message of truth in love. Feet that preach the whole counsel of God. Feet that stand and withstand and having done all to stand. And those are the feet that are shod with the gospel of peace. Isn't that wonderful? You got them feet, you got them shoes. Hallelujah that I got them. I couldn't be up here tonight rejoicing. And again, I say rejoice without feet shod with the gospel of peace. You know, some of these couple saints have said, you know, brother, these lessons have kind of been a little bit short. And I looked and I said, well, really? I said, well, I kind of got to thinking and I kind of smiled. And I said, well, you know, sometimes when God gives you a lot of meat to eat, you better chew slow. You might choke. That's the truth. Chew on this. Chew on it. Let meditate. Meditate. So I ask you to think about this peace that we have. Because it's peace not as the world giveth. Give I my peace unto you, huh? This is the very peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding. This is the peace that walks through the valley of the shadow of death and fears no evil. This is the peace that, yea, though he slay me, will I trust him. Man, there's some amazing shoes here, aren't they? Got to thinking, yeah, it's got to be the shoes. I don't know if you remember that. But it's got to be these shoes. These are the only shoes. And these are the shoes that are made and enabled by grace. See, it's his gospel. See, it's not my works. Listen to every piece of this armor, how beautiful it is. It's his. It's the armor of God. It's his very armor. And all he asked me to do is by grace, take it. Take it. Take it. He didn't say earn it, because you couldn't. He didn't say anything about deserving it, because it's called grace and mercy. And he's just standing there before us, pleading. Take it. Take it. And the only times I'm sad is when I've delayed. Only time I'm sad is when I took it off. Not for me, but for him. You're so loving. You're so good. You're so patient. You never are moved. You're always for me. And here I am again, Lord. Take the whole armor of God. Take the whole armor of God. It has. It wrenches my heart for us in Christ, brothers and sisters. It just does. You're going to start calling me the weeping prophet. But here we are. And I will say finally, this is a warrior unlike any other warrior there's ever been. You think about this. His feet are not feet of war. They're not feet of fighting. They're feet shod with the gospel of peace. Isn't that something? Of the warrior of warriors? Yeah. And if you really think about peace, it is what it is. It quiets the war. Peace calms the sea. Peace stops the fighting. There's nothing stronger than the peace of God, if you think about it. You can try to come up against it with anything. Boy, I'll tell you, that enemy, if he's allowed to, he'll try to hit it with everything he's got. But when we stand with our feet shod with the gospel of peace, we're not moved. You're not moved. There are those three Hebrew children. I know what shoes they were wearing in that furnace. Shoes that don't bake, quake. Shoes that rejoice. Amen. Shoes that don't even pick up a smell. You talk about odor ears, huh? They don't even have a stench on them. Not just for fires, but for all your shortcomings. all your failure. And we still smell sweet to Him. See, the full overcomer, he preaches this peace. By grace, he makes peace. And he seeks peace with all men. You talk about a peaceful soul. He's just full of peace. And yet there's the wicked. And they're so evident, brothers and sisters. They're easy to pick out. They're like a troubled sea. And they just keep churning it up. And it says in the Word of God, the way of peace they know not. So they can't find it. And even, you know, God's precious people. See, when we don't look to Him, we're going to act like that. We're going to believe a lie. And you're going to be out there with a compass that you think, well, it's not pointing me towards peace. And it's here all the time. Here it is. Here it is. Huh? You know, the love of God is so powerful. It's the peace of God. It's His Son. And I'm so grateful that in the name of Jesus, there's peace. Just something about that name, huh? Yeah. But how faithful is our loving Father? He's always there to give us a barometric reading of the state of our soul. You think about the fruit of the Spirit, all these things that He tells us. See, He doesn't leave us doubting. He doesn't. Nope. It's exact in the Word of God. He lets us know. But one of the most evident proofs of the state of the readied wife is she is at peace. She is full of peace. She rests in her beloved. She rests in His love for her. She's completely satisfied with only His love. And there is not another want. Every desire is found in Him. He is the God of peace. Everybody here tonight, I believe you would say, absolutely, because that's the Word of God. He is the God of peace. But the difference is, He is her God of peace. Is He your God of peace? I mean, you know what I'm saying. His heart safely trusts in her. And her heart safely trusts in Him. They rest in one another. And that is where it's left. He's it. He's it. I wrote some final thoughts on this peace, and I'll share them with you in closing. His peace is not weak, but strong. True peace is compassionate and tender. True peace is kind and quick to forgive. Quick as well to say, I'm sorry and I was wrong. True peace forgives and forgets. True peace harbors no bitterness and is long-suffering and gentle. True peace is slow to speak and quick to hear. Meek, lowly, and still. It's the all-powerful, unmovable, and unshakable peace of God. Yeah. Let's stand and be dismissed.